I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse that.
You good?
I'm ready.
Hey, this is OG here on, as it's Sunday, I think, at this point. I think it's afternoon. I have eaten lunch, so I'm slightly better than I was 10 minutes ago. I am here on the con floor, of course, with George Vega.
Hello, all.
Vega. See, I get it right. After the first time where I was corrected, I get it right.
Yes, Vega, just like the Street Fighter character.
That's right.
Just like that.
Right.
Vega, V-E-G-A.
So, of course, if you're a longtime listener to the show, you will recognize that name because George is behind Vegamation Press,
yes,
who's
sir.
Been working with us for a few years now.
Yes, 5 years.
5 years now,
this,
right?
This December will be 5 years.
Awesome. Yeah, we give away, or we talk a lot about, and we've been giving away George's company's art books, sketchbooks.
Yes, yes,
collaborative projects.
Yep.
And obviously, we give them away to you guys when we get them.
Yep.
And there's always some great art in there. There's always some great artists in there. Actually, I think out of most of the people that have been in there, though, personal experience, Karen might be the first one that I've met in person. Other
yes.
than you, of course.
Right. I mean, yeah, I think so, because most of the guys in there are international. So
right.
I every time I make a lineup, I try to cover the globe, so to speak. And that guy, you know, he's from the U.S.,
right.
So you'll run into him, and he's a major con goer, so he's, you know, you're going to see him everywhere, and he's just a heavy hitter as far as art goes.
That's awesome. Now, let me ask you, because I'm curious, now that you've said a lot of those guys are international, which I kind of knew anyway,
mm-hmm.
how do you, as long as it's not a trade secret, how do you choose, or how do you pick and choose who you work with? Because it's interesting that you choose a lot of international artists as opposed to
local guys or just US.
And not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right,
it's nice that you spotlight those, because I don't think a lot of people do.
Right.
So it's definitely unique to what you do.
Yes.
So is it because you know them, or you know their art, or how does that work?
Yeah, generally it's their art first.
Okay.
I'm everywhere as far as social media goes.
Right.
I'm on DeviantArt. I have an account there. So on DeviantArt alone, you get a lot of international artists.
Sure.
It's just a global setting. Global stage, and some are artists that I do know personally, and doing it so many years, sometimes I even get recommended artists, and we're finally at a point where some artists do approach us.
Oh, nice.
I meet them, and they're like, oh, you know, I've heard about your books, and so-and-so talked to me about it, and I'd like a shot at the book, and, you know, there's no major interview process. I just check out the art, and if it fits, it's in. The probably the only difficult part about it is I can't have too many of the same style.
Right.
If I have one anime guy or one guy who does, you know, very cartoony, I always try to, you know, I'll have a good fantasy guy, a good painter, or a guy with a painter technique.
Right.
And I'll have a guy with an animation technique. So that's the only thing where in every volume I try to mix up the styles.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're not familiar with the introducing books specifically, right?
Right.
The nice part about it is, if for some reason, I mean, the art is always solid. Everybody's art across the board is always solid. But if you happen to be a fan of one type or one style, you're probably guaranteed to get something in there that you really, really like, right?
Right.
And then you'll hopefully get some exposure to some other stuff and open up your eyes a little bit to some other stuff.
Right.
Now, I know, as far as availability is concerned, introducing they can get through your website directly.
Yes.
Right? It's
yes.
Vegamation Press.
Vegamationpress.com.
Right.
Directly, or
I believe it's Vegamation
Press. Oh, there he is.
Vegamation.
There he is. Thank you for correcting my name.
Shush, Big Kev.
That's the man right there.
Yeah.
through our website and Amazon.
Okay.
Actually, Amazon distributes our book.
And some of them are available electronically also, aren't they?
Yes, yes. Yep, you're right. I have the last two volumes are ready for digital download.
Okay.
And they are at a cheaper price, of course.
Right.
Because it's digital. And we're trying to cover as much as we can as far as getting the book out there. A selling point is having it on Amazon. On Amazon, if you have a Prime account, you don't have to pay shipping.
Oh, nice.
So that's another reason why I always push to get it on Amazon, is that way If you have a Prime, Amazon Prime account, you're not paying for shipping.
So there you go. Go over to BigCapsGeekStuff.com, click on our Amazon link,
right?
Seek out the books, and buy them from there. Everybody wins.
Yes, yes.
All right, so new introducing should be out
soon. Be out soon. I'm even saying maybe shipping last week of October.
Okay.
Art's already in. It's already at the printers. If proofing goes well, quality inspection goes well, then we'll be shipping immediately. We are taking pre-orders now.
Okay.
We're taking pre-orders now on our website only.
Okay.
VegamationPress.com. Mm-hmm. You can go right on our website, and we already have a 10% discount put in there.
Oh, nice.
So at this point, you can get it for $17.99 plus shipping and handling.
Perfect. That's great.
So it's, and that's only for pre-orders. After we start shipping, we'll have to get rid of that deal. But, hey,
That's all right. Yeah. Now, in the downtime between the last volume of Introducing and what's coming out, you had time to do your own sketchbook.
Yes.
Finally.
Finally.
Right? Because, I've known you for quite some time, and I've seen pieces here and there and little bits here and there.
Right. But, in the background.
But it's about time that you took the opportunity to really showcase your own work.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about, please allow me to introduce myself, which is totally appropriate.
Yeah. It's my first sketchbook or art book, and it's showcasing my artwork.
Right.
Personal series I've done, some of the professional sketch cards I've done.
Right, you just did some Witchblade sketch cards recently,
yes,
right?
Yes, yep. Some Witchblade sketch cards, I just wrapped those up, and I got the permission from the company who actually put them out, which is Bragent, and I let them know I was putting this book together, and they said, go ahead, no problem. And a lot of personal stuff in there, too.
Awesome.
A personal work, professional work. It's a mixed bag. As far as availability, same channels.
Yeah, it's definitely a great book. I like it because, aside from the fact that you have a lot of unique stuff and original stuff, right? You've got some recognizable stuff, some Transformer stuff in there,
right.
and I'm a fan of the steampunk stuff just because.
Oh,
but,
yeah, I love that stuff.
I even noticed in your own sketchbook, you even have a healthy variety in your own style. I guess, I notice differences depending on what it is you're working on.
Okay,
Like some of the steampunk stuff, and I think some of the Transformers stuff looks very traditional, but some of your original stuff is clearly different. Not in a bad way, it's just different. And that's awesome. It's great that you're still kind of really reaching out broad strokes to a lot of different people. So I'm going to recommend that you please check out Please Allow Me to Introduce Myself.
Yes.
Is this available on Amazon as well, or only through your site?
It will be available on my website and Amazon.
Okay.
Within probably by the time this hits the airwaves or digital waves or whatever you call it.
Right. Awesome. Anything else you have going on that you want to? Any other books that you're working with, solo artists that you're working with that you can talk about? I don't want to put you on the spot.
There is stuff in the works. It's not even far enough where I could even say anything yet.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
totally
that's,
understand.
That's a good question.
I figured I'd just throw it out there.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't want to put you on the spot. Well, George, thank you so much for stopping by the booth and taking a couple of minutes to talk to us.
Matt, thank you.
It was great to finally actually have you on the show.
Yeah, I'm actually glad to be on the show. And, you guys have such great energy, and I listen to you guys all the time.
Well, thank you.
I can see how it's easy. You could easily wrap up in this energy because you guys are awesome. Your energy is really awesome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And hopefully we'll have you back on again. You're always welcome. So if you want to, let us know, and we'll figure something out.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, brother. Thank you.